Introducing the Intuitive Hour. Awaken your inner voice with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice. I'm your host, Michelle Beltran. Thank you for being here from wherever you are on this planet today. All right, I'd like to begin today with a little bit of housekeeping details about what's ahead at the Intuitive Hour. I'd also like to talk with you a little bit about the Hay House World Summit held last month. I hope you enjoyed the three-week experience. I know that many of you did attend. It was just right, pure awesomeness, left and right. There were a plethora of amazing teachers, from James von Prague to John Holland, Colette Baron-Reed, Anita Morjani, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, and the list just goes on and on. So much learning to be shared and had by some of the best out there. I was just honored and thrilled to be a part of it. The feedback of the hour with Kristen Noel was just wonderful. And I'm very happy to share that we had over 500,000 people join us for the Hay House World Summit. So thank you to each and every one of you for contributing to that wonderful success. The mass amount of lessons at the Hay House World Summit I know can be overwhelming. But taking the time to listen to just one episode or 10 to 15 minutes of one episode can be the catalyst that you or someone you know needs to make a meaningful and positive change in your life. So I hope you had that opportunity to listen in to at least one episode. And if you happen to miss it, it is my understanding that the Hay House World Summit is offering the entire 3 weeks on audio as a package purchase. So please visit the Hay House World Summit website, get all the information about that. I also want to take a moment to share that the Hay House World Summit just brought an influx of all kinds of wonderful goodness to michellebeltran.com. We have had literally thousands of new listens to the Intuitive Hour podcast. We've had thousands of new visits to the website, michellebeltran.com. My development book, my psychic development book, Take the Leap, What It Really Means to Be Psychic, is being sold all over the world. Sales have increased tremendously. We're very excited to share newsletter opt-ins and new bookings and questions about psychic phenomena and so forth, my favorite topic. I love to teach about the psychic phenomena and intuition development and so forth, and I've received many emails and questions about the topic. So thank you, everyone. It's been an incredible 3 weeks. I am actually still trying to play catch-up, so if you have not gotten a response from me, just sit tight. I'm getting to everything little by little. Thank you so much. And if you have any questions as you're listening today or any new comments, always be out, always available to answer questions or comments or suggestions about new episodes. Of course, you know, you can reach me at mbeltran@michellebeltran.com. Oh, I would also like to share that many of you I see have enrolled in the Kickstart Your Intuition e-course. Excellent. I am just thrilled and overjoyed to see that this course, on the heels of Hay House World Summit in particular, is being so well received. There are lots of new registrants for this, so excellent. As a result of all this awesomeness, we've had some requests for a few things, and we've heard you. So I want to formally announce here today in our episode that we are in the process of developing an online psychic development school at michellebeltran.com, where students will be able to become a member and enroll and then log in at the website for audio, video, and then transcript downloads of documents and such for learning and development. We are also going to be putting the psychic development program on audio. Hay House World Summit is doing for their three-week summit, we'll be doing for the psychic development program. So for the person who would like to learn on their own pace and feels comfortable in learning just through audio, they may be able to. So for the person who would like to learn through the audio platform, the psychic development program will be available in the coming months. Take the Leap, What It Really Means to Be Psychic, will be available in audiobook platform. So all kinds of wonderful goodness. Clients and listeners coming in on the heels of the World Summit left and right. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. As a result of this, I'm going to be creating a very special episode of the Intuitive Hour, a segment that will encompass the next 4 weeks and will be called The Best of the Intuitive Hour. Since the launching of the Intuitive Hour over a year and a half ago now, we've had some especially well-received Hot Topic episodes, and so I will be capturing those top four episodes for you, and they will be replayed over the next month. I would also like to take this opportunity now to make sure that if you have any requests, make sure that you're aware that if you have any requests for a particular episode, please do send me an email. You can reach me through the contact page at michellebeltran.com or, of course, mbeltran@michellebeltran.com. Recently, I've received emails already requesting episodes on astral travel, universal love, protection roses. So if there are any more requests, please do feel free to email them. And also, a reminder, newsletter at michellebeltran.com if you have not already, so that you can receive the latest in specials and updates and conferences and book signings and so forth. All right. With that, we will begin our first episode today of The Best of the Intuitive Hour. I'm so happy you're here. And today, I want to just jump right in. We'll continue moving right along in walking you through my recently released psychic development book, Take the Leap, What It Really Means to Be Psychic. We'll be finishing our discussion about being psychic, and then we'll segue right into how it is you can actually open up your own psychic ability using your psychic sensibilities. Okay. So since psychic ability is demonstrated whenever someone picks up information from non-traditional, normally inaccessible sources, one must work to enhance the quality and substance of that information. And since the reception of that information is coming from sources other than a person's intellect or understanding, information beyond his or her own knowledge base, reality or experience, it is important to learn about those sources and become familiar with the universal mind. Psychic sensitivities are like receiving a coded message meant specifically for you and understood only by you. It's a kind of awareness that lies outside the realm of the here and now. It's where the presence of otherworldly existences align themselves with your inner being. They do so in order to inform and enlighten you on matters significant to you or others. Psychic awareness deepens the impact of coincidences, hunches, or urges. The universal matrix transmits information across a telepathic thoroughfare that delivers additional information, deeper understandings, and clarification of situations and events. Psychic awareness turns a veiled nudge into a disclosure and an indiscriminate urge into a valuable discovery. A psychic has access to extensive recorded information held by the universal mind. The psychic's ability to tap into these intense psychic insights is the direct result of establishing a link with the universal mind and its unlimited stores of universal energy. This energy can be tapped by anyone who chooses to make an effort to tune into its subtle vibrations. The role of the psychic is to facilitate his or her connection with that energy and to then focus on its workings. The universal mind has chronicled the life of all human beings. It has recorded the events of their lives, their thoughts, their words, and all action they've taken or ignored. This record is called the Universal Bank or Akashic Record. The universal mind is also the keeper of souls, spirits, and the wisdom of the unseen world. Everything in the universe is connected. Everything is connected by universal energy, and since every living thing has a form of consciousness, everything is connected to every other thing by a shared consciousness and a shared energy. People, animals, and plants are all connected to this universal consciousness and hidden energy permeating the cosmos and tying everything together. This connectedness is the power of the universal mind, and it is the conscientious and determined acquisition of psychic ability that puts anyone in direct contact with the universal mind and its immense power. Psychic information, the development of your sixth sense, is transmitted through the five senses, with which you are already familiar. The spiritual world transmits information through feelings, pictures, sounds, knowing, smelling, and tasting. The spirit, along with other forces in the universal matrix, is the vehicle allowing for spiritual encounters, communications, and experiences. It is how the spiritual world connects directly with the physical world, and psychics are the vessel for those transmissions. While all psychic abilities are natural abilities, development of these abilities must be learned and expanded. Some of these abilities are spontaneous and others must be learned. One person may inherently be good at one or several psychic modalities, while someone else is good at a completely different set of modalities. Whatever your particular leaning, it will be necessary for you to have an open mind and explore where your particular abilities lie. You will have to look deeper into each instance of intuition or nudging you encounter. You will also have to become accustomed to seeing the deeper messages that present themselves, attuning your mind and thinking to the underlying power driving each event. The ability to effectively connect with the universal mind requires a desire and a willingness to connect and develop whatever psychic ability you have, and to understand the signals and symbols inherent in any psychic ability. Everyone is aware of the five senses common to all human beings, senses connecting and informing us of what is going on in the world around us. When these senses are used in conjunction with psychic powers, they are called sensibilities or clairabilities. Each modality is connected with the sense it enhances. The sensibilities are listed here, and although these are the most commonly practiced, there are others that go beyond the scope of this book. They are less prevalent and less frequently practiced. However, they are still considered to be within the realm of psychic phenomena. They and all the sensibilities can be experienced at different experiential depths, mental reception levels, and while a particular individual may exhibit visual receptivity, for example, that same individual may also be able to access a body's overall energy. Each skill is practiced in accordance with a specific given gift to the individual. One psychic may be gifted with seeing, and as a result, will specialize in visual reception. Another may be gifted with the ability to receive messages through emotions or physical sensation, and therefore will choose emotional reception. Because our senses are expanded through psychic awareness, it is important to realize that psychic awareness and its eventual practice is individualistic. While everyone is born with a deep-seated intuition, each person's path to psychic awareness is unique and valuable. The journey is not about being a psychic, but rather about self-actualization. The extent of involvement in expanding intuitive knowing is paramount to success. It is necessary for translating the information received. Psychic awareness begins with these questions. What do I know about myself? How much more is there to know? All new endeavors begin by having a clear perception of who you are, strengths, weaknesses, thoughts, beliefs, motivations, emotions, and desires. Self-actualization is the foundation upon which you build an understanding of people and how they perceive you. It gives you the capacity to recognize where you belong in the universe and what role you are meant to play. Developing psychic awareness is important in all aspects of your life here on Earth. It means cultivating meaningful relationships and acquiring a sympathetic and empathetic sense for your fellow men and women. When you direct and monitor your behavior to foster positive relationships and work to improve your own shortcomings, you learn to tolerate and forgive the misgivings of others. When you understand the troubles and challenges of your own personality, you learn the meaning of being helpful to others. Self-awareness will provide you with introspection to see things the way they really are. It is the first door you must open in order to gauge the truth of things and the responsibilities you hold. It is the first consideration in cultivating a meaningful psychic experience or practice. A meaningful psychic experience will not only work hand in hand to help with self-awareness, but it will also provide you with spiritual growth. It's not easy to know what your unique qualities are and how you fit in this world. It is a lifelong challenge to continually keep in touch with who you are, but the challenge is worth it. The clearer picture you have of yourself, the more likely you are to make decisions that serve you well. Self-awareness is about how to understand your own needs, desires, failings, habits, and everything else that makes you who you are. The more you know about yourself, the more apt you are to effectively adjust to the changes life brings and successfully choose what meets your particular needs. Embedded in the core of creating a philosophy and set of values to influence how you live your life is self-awareness. It is also the basis of the goals you'll create and the objectives you'll reach. Self-awareness is concerned with collecting data about yourself and making improvements and decisions based on that data. Requiring more than just an intellectual examination, self-awareness takes the courage to experiment in order to find your own path. It demands that you pay attention to what you're feeling, why you feel the way you do, and what triggers a feeling. The more you pay attention to your emotions and how they work, the better you'll understand why you do the things you do. Self-awareness teaches you empathy, confidence, and discernment about what you want and need. These are all qualities essential for working with others and using your psychic skills productively. Eckhart Tolle, lauded as one of the most spiritual, influential people in the world, and author of the bestseller, The Power of Now, once wrote, "To know yourself as the being underneath the thinker, the stillness underneath the mental noise, the love and joy underneath the pain is freedom, salvation, enlightenment." As you expand your awareness of self and the universe, your knowledge of the universal matrix and otherworldly realities will increase. So the act of becoming a psychic and working in one or several sensibilities is all about accessing your higher self. Your higher self is you, you in the ether. Your higher self is the real you, the more complete you. It is your total soul consciousness. It's not the you who resides here on Earth. Your Earth self is only a wisp of who you really are as your higher self. In spite of the fact that your higher self has a stronger consciousness than your earth self, the cord existing between the two is unbreakable. Your higher self is a higher essence with access to all your thoughts, goals, and intentions. It knows everything you think, feel, and wonder. Our culture infuses us with a materialistic worldview that neglects the role of spirit and the existence of a higher self. If you believe in a higher self and expect benefits from communicating with that higher self, your ability to perform psychically will improve as you work to strengthen that belief and expectation. Your inner growth depends on maintaining your connection with your higher self, as does your evolving psychic sensibilities. The first priority for you in developing your psychic sensibilities is to concentrate on identifying which sensibilities are innate to your personality and then focus on those. Take time to decide which skills you will explore first. These will be your first intentional adventures and experiences with the paranormal. Don't worry if you're skeptical at times. A bit of skepticism will go a long way towards making sure the psychic receptions you experience are accurately interpreted. Skepticism, which may seem to be a deterrent to fulfilling psychic aptitude, is often beneficial in separating ordinary physical sensations, imaginations, and convoluted perceptions from actual psychic events. Skepticism is a plus, not a negative. How we come to our lives' work is different for each person. Sometimes an interest will turn into a passion, and we dedicate ourselves to it wholeheartedly. Sometimes the path we are meant to follow is clear from the beginning, and we quietly move in that direction. In truth, we probably pursue interests in multiple ways. We may begin our lives following a conventional career and end up realizing we want more explanation. It is the universe speaking, urging us to turn one way or another, to travel in a new and different direction. You may have an interest in things of the mind or in what happens after death. Both of these interests are fundamental and have, at one time or other, concerned many. However, just because you decide to pursue a path to explore these ideas, it doesn't mean you must become a psychic or a medium. Ultimately, all learning is about self-actualization and your own spiritual growth. It is all about finding out more about yourself and what you can learn. Then, if it moves you, go further down that path to become a trained psychic. If you do, you will acquire a suitable solid foundation on which to build. Remember, the ability to access higher knowledge or to allow spirits to deliver messages to you from the other side is a skill that has to be developed. Psychic skills are a lot like muscles, which must be exercised to develop fully. The challenge is not actually being psychic, but rather believing that you are. The goal of most psychic institutes is to help students find their way. The instructors teach students how to open the third eye, the center of all psychic ability. This opening is crucial since it is where all psychic messages originate and where spiritual information emanates. If you question whether your third eye can be opened, question no longer. You are psychic. Everyone, every single one of us, is psychic. So opening one's third eye is simple and should be effortless. Whether we acknowledge it or not, human beings are beings of spirit. We are, on a basic and fundamental level, connected to all things that psychics tap into regularly and intentionally. Most of us spend our lives thinking and working from the left side of our brains, dealing with the sensory world and experiencing it physically. Nevertheless, our capacities for deeper knowing are there. They are buried under piles of mundane chores and cares concerned with everyday living. Our paths are unique and valuable. So, regardless of the extent to which we allow our intuitive psychic knowing to develop, it can always potentially be developed. Being a psychic isn't about seeing the future or telling fortunes. It's about helping clients to come to their own understanding about questions causing them distress or for which they just need a bit of guidance. The issues most commonly brought to psychics and about which psychics obtain information and messages are requests for guidance and insight concerning health, career, finance, love, and relationships. The guidance a psychic gives is often information a client already knows but refuses to acknowledge or consider in a particular light. Often, a psychic will present a client with a message or insight, and his or her response will be, "Yes, I guess I knew that." All right, then. With that, we'll wind down our podcast today. I sure look forward to meeting with you again next week. Be sure to take some time to try out some of the things you've learned today, and if you have any questions or comments, I would be happy to hear from you. Simply send an email to mbeltran@michellebeltran.com. Have a wonderful rest of your week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.